December 7th, Friday, December 8th, beginning 9 a.m. Preview Wednesday, December 6th, 9 to 4. At Henderson Auctions, two-day winter public auction in Livingston, Louisiana. Get more info and directions. Click hendersonauctions.com. Business license number 80-459.
Welcome to the 12th season of In the Red Zone, talking New Orleans Saints football. And now let's go to Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, with your host, WGSO radio personality, Mitch Gibbs.
All right, welcome to another edition of In the Red Zone. The autumn wind is finally here. That's our intro music. And we're going to be talking to a couple of great guests. We've got Eugene Green, who's here with me. He'll be on in the next segment. Then we're going to talk Saints football. But we're going to start with two great guests. We're going to start with Millette Lynn, who's the NOBA Education Manager at New Orleans Ballet Association. Of course, this is a time of year, the holiday season, when they do the Nutcracker, one of the great performances every year. Try to catch a couple of them. So let's start with her. And so, Millette, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Oh, thank you so much. Happy to be on and talk about our intergenerational Nutcracker.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, I try to see a couple of shows every year. Tchaikovsky, brilliant, of course. It's a great seasonal thing. I know it takes a lot of time to prepare to perform something like this. I know you guys have two shows on Saturday, December 3rd. I mean, actually, Sunday, December 3rd. So talk a little bit about what you got right. Sunday, it's December 2nd is Saturday, and December 3rd, of course, Sunday, 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock. So talk a little bit about what you guys got planned.
Sure. Yeah, like you said, it takes a lot of time and preparation. We actually are currently providing tuition-free dance classes at 13 locations in Orleans and St. Bernard Parish. And during our Nutcracker, we actually bring together participants from about 9 of those locations. So it really brings community together, ages 6 all the way up through 70 plus. Our senior dance fitness participants are featured in the party scene. And for the first time this year, we actually have a cast member from our Oscar J. Tolmis Charitable Trust Dance for Parkinson's program in the party scene. So we're super excited about that. The kids have the opportunity to be challenged and perform the roles that oftentimes are hired out by professional dancers. So it's all performed by the community for the community, and it's just really a beautiful, magical production for the entire family at just an hour in length and just $15 a ticket.
Sam, that's a great deal, and I believe it's at the Tulane campus at Dixon Hall. Is that correct?
Yes, Tulane's Dixon Hall on Sunday, December the 3rd, 3 and 6 p.m.
And how do you purchase tickets for our listening ones if they want to purchase tickets to see you guys perform in the Nutcracker Suite, whether they want to come at 3 or 6 o'clock this Sunday afternoon?
Yes, you can purchase tickets either online on our website at nobadance.com, N-O-B-A-dance.com, or by calling our office 504-522-0996.
Well, that sounds great. So if you guys want to watch the Saints game or go to the Saints game, you can do that and then come to the 6 o'clock performance so you guys are prepared for the Saints being at home. So anyway, hey, it's always great to have you guys on. Love Jenny Hamilton, of course, and you as well, Millette. So thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks, Mitch. I appreciate it.
All right. That was our first guest. Our second guest is a great guy who does such a wonderful job with NOCA. All these great students that become just become brilliant performers all over the country. They come back as well, but also we have the Home for the Holidays, which is another annual tradition at the House of Blues, and we've got Richard Reed on with us right now to talk about that. So Richard, it's always a pleasure to have you on, and you always put together a great list of local musicians and a great performance at the House of Blues on Decatur. So talk a little bit about what you guys got planned this year.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for having me, Mitch. We are happy to do Home for the Holidays yet again, December 20th. That's a Wednesday at House of Blues. We have a patron party from 6:30 to 8 and a full concert from 8 p.m. on. For those who don't know, we started doing Home for the Holidays in the wake of to honor an alum who was killed in California in 2003. And so we've been doing it for almost 20 years now. We've raised a lot of money for some scholarships and other support for NOCA students and NOCA faculty. And it's a great lineup. It's a great event. It works out to be about 6 hours of entertainment. Some of the best musicians, most revered in the city. Irma Thomas, John Butte doing the patron party. And then afterward, we have a star-studded lineup. We got Kermit Ruffins, Preservation Hall, Ivan Neville, Stanton Moore, Soul Rebels, Seema Funk, and Steve Price, the father of the late alum Daniel Price, in whose name we do this. He coordinates all the entertainment and says that we should expect some special guests to show up too.
Yeah, and I was thinking of John Butte. He was great. I've talked to him many times. A great performer, of course. Irma Thomas with that great song "It's Raining," which he always does. So it's going to be fantastic. I've been so many times, and it's been just great to be there and. It's such a great cause, like you talked about. So another important thing is for our listening audience to purchase tickets. So give us the information and how our listening audience can go ahead and come see you guys, whether when it comes to the patron party or to the concert that follows afterwards.
Sure. I think the easiest way for people to buy tickets is to go straight to our website. We're the NOCA Foundation. So if you go to nocafoundation.org, you'll go straight to our website. The first thing that you'll see is an image of Irma and all the people who will be entertaining. Just click on it. That'll take you right to the ticket. If you already know which tickets you want, you can go to the House of Blues website. Just look up December 20th on their calendar, and you can purchase tickets there too.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, when you talk about special guests, I remember several times when Drew Brees was playing for the Saints still, he would show up, and everybody loved to see Drew Brees. So I'm assuming, you know, maybe it's a little bit of a hint, but I know, like you said about special guests, I know you can't divulge that, but it's always great to see, you know, people from outside the music industry to come to support you guys as well.
It's true. I cannot say anything. I've been sworn to secrecy, and I'm not even sure who all the guests are. It's going to be a surprise for me, too. But Steve knows everyone. He has never met a stranger. And I feel pretty sure that we're going to have another amazing, unforgettable night. Anybody who loves New Orleans music and wants to support a fantastic cause, this is the place for you.
Well, it sounds great. Hey, Richard, I'm glad we could put this together and have you on the show like we do every year. Thanks for joining me. I wish you happy holidays and look forward to seeing you over there. It should be a lot of fun that night.
We'll see you on the 20th. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. That was Richard Reed with NOCA. December 20th at the House of Blues. I mean, you get to start with a patron party, and you get some great food and great drinks, and then you can see Irma Thomas and John Butte. And I'm going to ask my next guest. I know he's a big fan of those performers. And then you see Kermit Ruffins in the main concert, who's fantastic as well. And then we, of course, talked to Millette Lynn with Nova New Orleans Ballet Association with their versions of the Nutcracker on Sunday at 3 and 6. So if you're going away to go to the Saints game where they're playing the Detroit Lions, which I'm going to ask my next guest who's here, he'll be on the next couple of minutes, if he thinks we could pull an upset in that game. And then if you want to do that, you could go see some Saints football, and then you could go see the Nutcracker. Holiday tradition, as they say, at 6 o'clock at Dixon Hall on the campus of Tulane University. And NOBA.org is a website for that. I just want to mention before we go to break, so we're talking about the Saints game, losing the game 24-15. And I said it was a crucial game in the sense that Atlanta was 2-0 in the division going into the game yesterday. The Saints were 1-1. So if Atlanta wins the game, they're 3-0 in the division. The Saints are 1-2. That means they've already lost the game to Atlanta, so they've got to beat Atlanta, absolutely have to beat Atlanta the second game, which is the last home game of the season. But if it comes down to they split those games, and then you're going to have to go to another tiebreaker, which would be record in the division. And I don't think the Saints can catch Atlanta now for the best record in the division, which means the Saints have to have a one-game lead over Atlanta at the end, which means they have to be tied with Atlanta at least going into the last game of the season to win the division. So that's the problem the Saints have. And when you go 0-for-5 in the red zone and you give up 200 and what was it, how much yards? 228 yards rushing to Atlanta. That's a problem. You don't win games like that, and you throw an interception for a touchdown. That didn't help you either. But anyway, we got Eugene Green in the house. He'll be back with us. He'll be on right after this break. We're live at Premier Nissan until the top of the hour here at 6636 Veterans Boulevard in Metairie. We'll be back with Eugene Green right after these messages.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 12th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
This is Jed Darensberg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating. The real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs. Tell your DA. Pick up the phone. We're on the way. DA Exterminating.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company, 800-650-PEST.
DA.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuto with Doctors Rehab Services. And chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say here for good in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone, talking about my good friend Bob and Parish Coffee, which started in 2018 and provides quality coffee at an affordable price. Try their medium roast, dark roast, chicory coffee, decaf coffee, and southern pecan. They are all handcrafted with a great taste to wake you up to a beautiful morning and are available at local roasters including Robert's, Rouse's, Bromart, Langenstein's, Canseco's, and Dornax.
Hey, it's Christian. DTS Appliance Direct is moving to City Park. Go now to their current location, 3240 Parish Road in Chalmette, right next to Winn-Dixie. DTS Appliance Direct is liquidating their current inventory up to 25% off on appliances, high-end appliances, Z-Line, Blaze Grills, Monogram, Cafe, Hire, and many more. Call DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. Take advantage of this massive, massive deal. Call DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738.
All right, we're back here live at Premier Nissan. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, and love those two first guests. Great events, of course. Eugene was listening. The Nutcrackers, always a holiday tradition. I've seen it so many times, but it's part of the, you know, what you do for Christmas, right?
Mitch, and, do you know that the New Orleans Ballet Association offers its classes free of charge to students, and that there are different NARD facilities throughout the city?
Yeah.
Talk about a resource that doesn't get talked about enough. And it's not just the Nutcracker, it's the end of the year activities, and it's what they do during the year. But I'm so pleased that, for example, that they provide free classes at the Desire Florida Multi-Purpose Center, for example. They're at the Joe Brown facility, a resource that we've talked about that is really helping a lot of our students to feel good about themselves, because using your body to do ballet and to do...
Right, you know, I mean, we need more of those kind of activities.
And we have them, Mitch, but the bottom line is that we don't talk about it maybe enough.
Well, I try to do that.
I know you talked and you brought them. I mean, a lot of people don't really know, but I just wanted to add that. I mean, and to those who are listening from the New Orleans Ballet Association, your work is appreciated, greatly appreciated, and to the public, go check out nova.org.com. I forget which one it is, but Nova.
And then I was also talking to Richard Reed at NOCA, Home for the Holidays, which is December 20th at the House of Blues. And that's important to the kids as well, because you see a lot of great musicians, and Noka does such a wonderful job with these young kids who develop their musical skills and become famous, and some of them come, I know when they do their other fundraisers, they bring them back to perform. And it was interesting, Richard just talked about, it was started because a person had passed away, Price, and the father's going to be there overseas, and so they support that cause as well. But, you know all those guys.
Another resource.
Yeah, another. In our city. But, I mean, you get to see Irma Thomas, who's a legend, and John Boutte at the Patriot Party. Then you get to see my buddy Kermit Ruffin.
Right.
But this is the holiday season. It was great seeing you last week, of course. The Downtown Development District with the lighting of the tree at Canal Place, and they're doing something at Windsor Court today, and all the hotels do that. And I know there's a lot of things going on, you know, at all times of year, but also during the holiday season, and in your district, D, of course. So talk about what's going on during the holiday season.
Well, even outside of my district, but all the universities have something that's going on, to be very honest with you, and I encourage people to recognize that in my district, there's a university in New Orleans, Southern University at New Orleans, which today opened up a new child care center with Wilcox Learning Academy. You know, it's just so many things that are going on. For example, on December the 1st, there's going to be a opening of a new lighted trail that you can take in Joe Brown Park. A lot of people don't necessarily know about that, but, you know, keep those things in mind. Hey, I do want to put in a plug, Mitch, that if people want to know more, you know my newsletter, you get it.
Yeah, I get your email. Yeah.
I want to encourage anybody to just write down Pierce, P-I-E-R-C-E dot H-U-F-F at NOLA.gov and just ask to be added to the mailing list. And it gives you a weekly update on some of the things going on in District D and going on throughout our city. And as I mentioned, there are resources that a lot of people don't necessarily know about or pay attention to, and the newsletter shares information on that. There's a public hearing tomorrow on emergency preparedness. You would have known about, for example, some of the activities that took place over the weekend for Bayou Classic. We're going to have in there information about other tree lightings and things like that. The many Thanksgiving, our citizens were so generous over the holiday. Our residents, so generous over the Thanksgiving holidays. I went to about 4 distributions of food.
That's fantastic.
And people were there. They don't necessarily talk about it a lot, but they were there.
And I was going to ask you about the Bayou Classic, how that, because that always brings some money into the city. Yeah. And a lot of those people, I talked to some of those people. Well, I was actually, unfortunately, watching the, I love going to Hyatt to watch the Saints game, and unfortunately it didn't work out well, but I met some people from Southern who were sitting there, they were waiting because they weren't leaving till later in the day, because it was supposed to be the busiest travel day the Sunday after Thanksgiving, so they had later flights, but really nice people. They were very happy with the way they got treated in the city, coming from Southern, not far away from Baton Rouge, but anyway, it was. I'm glad that the Bayou Classic went well.
What did I miss? Tell me what happened at the Hyatt. The games were supposed to be shown or they weren't shown?
Well, no, I just go there because it's near my office and I like to hang out. And I met one of the managers there, very nice, asked me if everything, and it was a quiet place to watch the game where I could really focus. Maybe it wasn't the best, it was unfortunate to perform, but the Saints have...
You meant in terms of just the game itself.
Yeah, it was right.
But I was about to say, everything went so well.
But I mentioned that they had a lot of people stay at the hotel for the... But and also, I got to mention, the Saints have 3 straight home games in December, which is unusual, but it's good for the city.
Yes.
And we got the Sugar Bowl. We have the national semifinal. So we got a lot of people coming into New Orleans. We got some conventions as well. So that's always a good thing to bring a lot of money into the
city.
We
have a Christmas parade that's going to go through the French Quarter.
I mean,
we have a lot of other events such as that. I mean, you know, it's a great city. The weather certainly cooperates.
Yeah.
Even when it's cool like tonight, it's still a fine night to go out to the lighting of the
Luna Fete's going to be all those lights on display at the convention. They have a little party they do as well there.
Right.
And so it's always something going on in the city. And I know you like to talk about real positive stuff.
Thank you. And I do, Mitch, because I raised my 3 children here in the city. We never lack for anything to do. There was always something to do,
no matter
what the season is, even during the summer, to be very honest with you.
Yeah.
Not just the Essence Music Festival, but all the activities at the zoo, at the aquarium, and things like that. So I do like to focus on the fact that there is a lot to do here. I never accept anyone saying, well, there's nothing for the youth to do here. There might be almost too much for the youth to do here, between the ballet, between the naughty events, between what happens at the zoo and the aquarium, between all the activities that
take place at
the different parks, you know, the baseball.
And they just renovated the aquarium. I need to go there. I was invited to an event. I couldn't make it, but When you think about music, there's always the symphony. They're going to have two concerts, one for the lighter Christmas music, then the Handel's Messiah Christmas music. The kids should go see one of those two shows. There's always, like you said, the ballet's doing the Nutcracker.
Right.
There's always a lot of activities for younger kids to get them focused on what they might want to do in the future.
And it's important to recognize that a lot of the children are very happy with some of the options available to them and do very well because of it socially and also academically in our city. Sometimes there's, yes, a little bit of focus, especially in the media. I understand that that's going to be the case, but you don't hear so much about a child who's participating in the ballet. Have you ever seen a story of an individual?
Very rarely.
Child? Right. But the bottom line is that they participate and enjoy it and do a great job, perform a great service. But I'm not necessarily looking for a service. I want them to go and do their best, and I want to share with them in attendance, and I do with my attendance. But the bottom line is that a lot of good stories, Mitch. I mean, I'm glad that you've given me an opportunity to talk about that as a council member, but also as a citizen of our city who's raised his children here. There is never a time when you can say there's nothing to do. We're forgetting Lafreniere Park, and here we are right now, near Lafreniere Park.
Right near.
Their lights display and things like that. You know, obviously, City Park, Celebration. Look how many things
we I was at the Celebration Oaks, and I want to thank those people, the preview party.
Oh, right.
And I got to go to the House of Blues to see Zebra. It was a fun night. But you got to do the walking tour.
Yeah.
Or you can do the driving tour, but if you get to the back area, they play like the 12 Yachts of Christmas. That's fun to listen to, and they got the lights and all that. But let me ask you, we only have a few more minutes to go. What are the challenges facing you guys? We're ending the 2023. We're only a month or so away from a new year. Seems like 23 has flown by. Right. So what are the challenges you guys are going to face next year?
Well, the challenges are just some of the things that we always talk about. I mean, obviously, I think that we're going to do fine budget-wise in terms of providing the resources that are needed to keep city services going. Interestingly enough, Mitch, one of the challenges that we have is that there are still too many vacant positions in city government. There are opportunities. If you go to NOLA.gov. The bottom line is that I'm just drawing a blank because of where I'm sitting right now. You can find out a lot about job opportunities that are out there in the city of New Orleans. Just look it up on the City of New Orleans jobs in case I have the website wrong. We also have a desire to have more law enforcement officers join the New Orleans Police Department.
Okay, we got
to
work on that.
But we're doing a fine job. We just today kicked off a new academy, the 200th Academy. We have 33 members in the 199th Academy, and we have some positives going on in that direction. And Mitch, crime in the terms of certain categories is down in 2023 versus 2022. You'll see those things. So that's good news.
That's great news. Hey, we got to run at 30. But anyway, it's always thanks to you for heading all the way out here to hang out with me. I really appreciate that. And hopefully we'll have better news with the Saints with their three home games coming up.
Three home games.
It's not a done deal yet. They're tied for the lead still. So, they still control their own destiny. Actually.
We might be looking for one heck of a game at the end of the year.
Because if the Saints beat Atlanta and they're tied, they win the division. So anyway. Thank you, man. It's always a pleasure. We're going
to
take our next break. We'll be back with more of the show live right after these messages.
Other pest control company, they are, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan called DA. I'm Jed Darren with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA, New Orleans Metro Area, North Shore, and Houma. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 12th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
The following is a paid endorsement.
He's a man of integrity. Who wants to be attorney?
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. A recount of Caddo Parish Sheriff's race did not change the outcome, as Democrat Henry Whitehorn remains the winner by one vote over Republican John Nicholson. Political analyst Scott Hughes expects Nicholson to file a lawsuit challenging the election results.
I'm a one-vote town. It's almost hard to imagine they don't go the next step and ask a judge to look at some of the other issues in the race.
Prior to Monday's recount, Caddo Clerk of Court Mike Spence said they found two instances of people inadvertently voting twice, once with a mail-in ballot, the other on Election Day. A Southwest Airlines passenger allegedly jumped down from the wing of a plane after opening the emergency door Sunday evening. The 38-year-old man was detained at Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport after he ran across the tarmac and tried to drive away in a service truck, according to Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office. He was not arrested, but transported to a hospital for evaluation of his mental status. JPSO turned the investigation over to federal authorities. LRN.
Entergy Louisiana is strengthening our power grid from Lake Charles to Baton Rouge, Metairie to Monroe. Our blueprint covers the state, nearly 10,000 projects, over 11,000 miles of transmission line. We're reinforcing infrastructure to prepare for stronger storms, reduce outages, and respond quicker when you do need us. We're making stronger connections in every community because together, we power life.
Hey, are you planning to get an updated COVID-19 vaccine?
Yep, I don't want to get seriously sick and miss out on spending time with friends and family during the holidays.
Does it cost a lot? I don't have insurance.
If you don't have health insurance, or if your insurance doesn't cover an updated COVID-19 vaccine, you can get one for free with the Bridge Access program. Just look for places that participate in Bridge Access on vaccines.gov.
Sounds good. Bridge Access on vaccines.gov.
A message from CDC.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuto with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The following is a paid endorsement.
He's a man of integrity. Want to be attorney.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
All right, we're back for the second half of the show. We're going to talk some Saints football, Saints Falcons. Unfortunately, Saints lose the game 24-15. We got Gary Smith coming up in this segment. Then, of course, Scott Shanley, former Saints Super Bowl champion in 2009, will wrap up the show. But, Gary, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, so, Gary, you know, there's three things I'll look at in this game. I always try to pinpoint why the Saints won or lost. Number one, 0-for-5 in the red zone. We've been bad all year in the red zone. We're paying a quarterback a lot of money who was maybe the worst last year in the red zone when he played for the Raiders, but that we were saying it was the Raiders' fault, of course. And then, you know, you look at the rushing yards, Atlanta at 228, and they basically put the game away when the Saints could not stop them within a score. If they could have gotten the ball back, they would have a chance to win the game, although they had been in the red zone five times in the game and had not scored a touch, and a field goal would not have worked. And so I look at those, and of course the interception for a touchdown, to me, was for a guy like Derek Carr, who's been around for a while, that was one of the worst passes I've seen in a while, and I guess he never saw the safety on that play. But those are the three things that stick out to me. Now, as you and I talked about, because the Falcons are now 3-0 in the division, the Saints are 1-2, even though they're tied, it means two things. One, the Saints will probably absolutely have to beat the Falcons at the end of the year. And secondly, they're going to have to be tied with the Falcons or one clear going into that last game, well, at least tied with them. So those are the problems now with that loss, what happened with that loss. What are your thoughts on what you saw yesterday afternoon?
Yeah, I mean, it was bad. It was two kind of bad teams playing each other. You know, the Saints did lose the battle of the line of scrimmage. And usually when that's the case, you're not going to win. But Atlanta's a bad football team, so the Saints had every opportunity to win despite losing the battle of the line of scrimmage. And you mentioned there were two plays that I think determined the game. Obviously the Derek Carr interception and the safety jumped the route. That wasn't his assignment, but you've got to, first of all, the receiver wasn't even open anyway, and you've got to, you cannot make that mistake in that situation. I bet the team, when teams have a 92-yard interception return, I bet the winning percentage is at least 3 out of every 4 games, because that's taking away one touchdown from one team and giving it to the other. And when you're not very good, it's hard to overcome that. But the Saints were in position to overcome that. And then Taysom Hill fumbled running inside the 10-yard line. It was good. The guy hit the ball. It was a good play by the defense, but you've got to protect the ball in that situation. And as many things that had gone wrong for the Saints at that point, they were about to take the lead. I think it's a 50-50 game at that point if the Saints take the lead, either with a touchdown or a field goal. And when you're a bad team, you can't make those mistakes on top of getting beaten on the scrimmage and giving up the 200-plus rushing yards.
Gary, I want to stop you on that point because I forgot. Sure. I'm glad you jogged my memory on that.
Yeah.
I know it was a bad play by Taysom Hill, so I'm not excusing that. But again, it's an example, and I text Scott Shanley, who's going to be on with me next, because we've talked about it before in the press box, how the Saints have to rush to run plays. That play was run when the Saints were probably going to be, because they were in field goal range, they were probably going to at least take the lead with a field goal, and it was the end of the third quarter. There was no need to rush to run that play. They keep doing that, and every time they do that, I remember a playoff game, where Drew Brees threw an interception. I think it was the Minnesota game, the last one, not the one in New Orleans, where they rushed to run a play before they ended the quarter. Brees threw an interception, and there's no reason to do it. I know it doesn't excuse Taysom Hill not protecting the ball, but it was just another example of just not a good decision by the Saints, and so that, you're right, that was a costly play, no question about it.
I mean, you know, I guess, but I mean, what, but he had a big hole on that play. I mean, it was a successful play up until the guy hit the ball. I'm not sure that they did. They ran it with 2 seconds left in the quarter when they didn't have to run it. But I'm not sure that was the reason for the fumble. I think it's not like he wasn't protecting the ball. The guy hit it, but you know, some guy, and Taysom Hill had not lost a fumble since 2020, but. It was just a symptom of the. I mean, look, you're not going to win a game when you don't score a touchdown 5 times in the other team's red zone, and that was the 5th time. And then you could tell that it was a deflating play because the Saints defense hadn't exactly dominated to that point, but they'd only given up 7 points the whole game up when he fumbled, because the other 7 points for Atlanta had come on the interception return. he fumbled. It looked like it took the air out of the balloon, because Atlanta then just ran right through the Saints, went 95 yards for a touchdown, and then once it was a 9-point game, you knew it was the chances were slim for the Saints
I did say, you know, I said I thought Atlanta was going to win the division. You and I talked about it before the season, mm-hmm. and I was hoping I was going to be wrong. Now I'm concerned I'm going to be right on that. But I said Bijan Robinson would be a problem. He had 16 carries for 91 yards. They gave up 228 yards rushing. And this is my other issue. There's no question the offense has been terrible in the red zone, and that hurts. And maybe the defense, it has an effect on the defense. But we kept talking about how this was a very good defense or an elite defense. Mm-hmm. I think we need to stop talking about that because it's more like you said, a situational type defense. Mm-hmm. And like you said, they got dominated on the line of scrimmage in the fourth quarter, and basically that's why the Saints had no chance to win the game at the end.
Yeah. I mean, look, the reason the Saints were in the game with a chance to win was because of Desmond Ridder. He's a problem. I mean, he there's a reason he got benched early in the year, because he can make some good plays, but he just turns the ball over too much. Saints got two interceptions off of him by the Honey Badger, and that kept him in the game. And that's the good news for the Saints, if there is any good news. They have to keep pace with Atlanta now going into the final game, because it's just like you said, the two-game lead in the division, I don't think they're going to make that up the rest of the way. So they're going to have to be tied with Atlanta going into that last game to give them a real chance to win the division. But they'll probably get help from Atlanta. Atlanta's got a really easy schedule, just like the Saints too, but they're not a good team. They've lost three in a row going into that game, and despite kind of dominating the Saints, they were in position to lose that game in the fourth quarter this week too.
Right.
So that's the one
incredible.
Right.
It's incredible. The Saints lost to a team that lost three games in a row, and Desmond Ridder was trying to help the Saints. He gave them at least 3 points, because he throws the interception in the red zone. That would have been at least 3 points, because they have a great – that guy's an automatic field goal. But I really believe, and I know it's not going to happen, but I think the Saints need to do something to shake things up, and because it's just not working right now. Even though they're still in the mix because they're tied and they still control their own destiny, they're just – so, and they won't do it. But I think they need to make a major decision, whether it's get rid of somebody. I don't think it's going to happen. But do you think that the status quo is good enough for the Saints to win the division?
It might be, just because of how bad Atlanta is. But look, this is what the Saints are hoping for now. They're hoping to be the 2010 Seattle Seahawks, and there's only been one 2010 Seattle Seahawks ever, where a team just wasn't good all year long. They went into playoffs with 7-9, and who did they beat? The Saints. They played a great playoff game at home and beat them. You know, that's once ever, that's not going to happen. So even if the Saints do find a way to win the division, which more than likely would be with an 8-9 record at this point, it would take a miracle for them to actually win a playoff game. And I agree with you. They're not going to make a major change. I don't know if that would make a difference at this point or not. It would placate the fans. That was one reason that they really needed to beat Atlanta as much as anything, because it's going to be a hostile atmosphere at the Dome for the Saints if things start going bad in the first. The Boo Birds are going to be out the first incomplete pass that Derek Carr throws on their first drive, so they're going to have to deal with all the bile the rest of the way. And if you made a big decision, that would help in that area, but they're not going to do it. So I don't really think there's even any point discussing it.
Okay. I mean, I think it would help, but, you know, I agree. I preface my remarks by saying I don't think it's going to happen. But at the end of the season, if they don't win the division with this schedule, which we talked about, one of the easiest, my questions are Derek Carr, which is, you know, they're kind of stuck, I think, with Derek Carr. But I think there could be a coaching change if that happens. What are your thoughts on that?
If they don't make the playoffs, look, they were favored again Sunday. They are now favored in 10 of their 11 games this year. 10 of their 11 games, and they're 5-6, playing one of the easiest schedules in the history of the NFL. How could you not make a change if you don't make the playoffs with that schedule?
I agree with you. I've got a question. Well, I think they would have to do it, but it goes back to what I talked about before the season about Derek Carr. I didn't think that was – I thought they should have drafted a quarterback. I know Will Levis is, you know, he's learning on the job. It's a good deal for him in Tennessee, because they're going to see if he's their future quarterback. They know they're not going to make the playoffs, but it's a good thing. They'll get a good draft choice. I think that's what the Saints should have thought about doing, because they could win the division with a mediocre quarterback. They really could, Gary, and they spent all this money on this guy, and he has not been better than mediocre so far.
No, I agree with you there. That it's on the there. You have to make a coaching change, or if you don't win the division, what possible reason would they think that they would be successful in the future if they can't even be remotely successful this year?
Yeah, great. Hey, Gary. Hey, thanks for joining me. It's always a pleasure. Have a great week, and hopefully we'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, thanks. That was Gary. So I agree. I mean, but the things I point to is you're right. The two big plays, right, were the fumble by Taysom Hill and, of course, the interception for a touchdown by Derek Carr were the two big plays. And the fact that they had five times in the red zone, 0-for-5, which has been a problem all year long, how bad they are in the red zone. Derek Carr was bad with the Raiders last year as a starting quarterback. The Saints have been bad this year in the red zone. Keeping 228 yards, rushing to the Falcons. Falcons dominated the last scrimmage in the fourth quarter. All right, we're going to take our final break. We'll be back with Scott Shanley live here in the red zone, Premier Nissan, right after these messages.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 12th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
This is Jed Darensberg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating. The real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs. Tell your DA. Pick up the phone. We're on the way. DA Exterminating.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company. 800-650-PEST.
DA.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuta with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say here for good in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone, talking about my good friend Bob and Parish Coffee, which started in 2018 and provides quality coffee at an affordable price. Try their medium roast, dark roast, chicory coffee, decaf coffee, and southern pecan. They are all handcrafted with a great taste to wake you up to a beautiful morning and are available at local roasters including Robert's, Rouse's, Bromart, Langenstein's, Canseco's, and Dornach's.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
All right, we're back here live here at Premier Nissan and talking some Saints football. We just talked with Gary Smith, the advocate. I want that Eugene Green, councilman, who was with us earlier. And, of course, Josh Bass, back in the studio, Richard Reed, home for the holidays, coming up on December 20th, the Dallas Blues. And, of course, the Nutcracker this Sunday, 3-6, over there at Dixon Hall at Tulane University. But my last guest has been on with us before a couple of times, Scott Shanley, former Saint linebacker, Super Bowl champion from 2009. So, Scott, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, so, man, we've been talking about a few different things in the game. Of course, the red zone issue, 0-for-5 yesterday, that's been a kind of the Achilles heel of the Saints all season long. We were talking about, of course, the 228 yards rushing by the Falcons, which it's hard to beat a team when they have that kind of run production. And then I think the two biggest plays in the game, which really hurt the Saints, of course, the interception for a touchdown, because the Saints were up 3-0. They had a chance to get increase their lead, and things changed with that. Then they come back and have a chance to take the lead, and then they rush to run that play at the end of the third quarter, and Taysom Hill fumbles the ball, and then Atlanta went down the field and scored a touchdown. So, to me, those are the two big momentum plays in the game. A disappointing loss. Scott, what are your thoughts on the game yesterday afternoon?
Yeah, I think it was disappointing and frustrating, just like a lot of games have been this year, especially knowing that you still have a chance to win the NFC South. It's still all there for you. You just would have made your job a lot easier playing against a Falcons team who really, I didn't think, you know, they played that well yesterday, but I agree with you. I think you eliminate those two plays, and I think the Saints win. Heck, I would go as far as saying if you get rid of the pick six, I still think the Saints win that game because Atlanta, it wasn't doing anything offensively that made me think we wouldn't be able to keep up with them or get into a shootout. There's the, you know, obviously with the issues at the quarterback position and you know, people being frustrated with Carr's play, especially in the red zone, you know, the other issues starting to pop up on this team are bad run defense, which you haven't seen in 4 or 5 years. I think those things are starting to get concerning as well, along with all the people making visits to the blue tent during the game. I've never seen so many injuries pop up in one half or one game. So there's a lot of issues, but the main issues that have been there all season have been the red zone issues. This team would probably have 2 or 3 more wins if they could just figure out the red zone. And you know, it's to the point now where if you get inside the 20-yard line, just leave Taysom Hill in at quarterback and run the ball every play. You might have more success in doing some of the things you're doing.
Yeah, and you brought up a good point, though, about the defense. I think I talked about it last week. I mean, a lot of the media has been talking about how good the defense is, elite defense, but they've kind of soured a little bit on that, looking at, you know, like the Houston first half, the Minnesota game a couple of weeks ago before the bye, where they really didn't look very good defensively. What do you think is the cause? Some people say because they're getting older. Maybe they have some injury issues, like Lattimore, I don't believe, played yesterday. But it seemed like, you know, in the trenches on the line of scrimmage, the Saints were just not Atlanta was just blowing them off the line. And, you know, guys like Bijan Robinson were running right through the Saints. And like you said, that's a concern. If you can't control the line of scrimmage, you're going to be in trouble. It's hard to win football games. So what do you think is the problem with the Saints' run defense so far?
I'm seeing, you know, when they were on that streak of whatever it was, 40-some games holding running backs or holding teams under 100-yard rusher, it was just to play good run defense, you have to be physically stout at the point of attack, but it also just comes down to doing your job and trusting that your teammate is going to stay in their gap. And right now I think too many guys are trying to make the play and they're jumping out of gaps and it confuses the linebackers or the second level defender. So it just, you know, when things are going good and everybody's doing their job, it's easier to do that. When things aren't going good, people try to make plays and that's when things start to break down. But you know, a lot of people will watch the game and they pay attention to the quarterback position. That's all they look at. But if you go back and rewatch that game, I can't remember a game where the Saints D line was getting pushed and bully balled off the line the way they were. I mean, there were plays where guys were 2 or 3 or 4 yards deep in the linebacker's lap, and that to me was probably the most demoralizing part of the game outside of being 0-5 in the red zone and all the other things. I think when you start seeing a team getting whooped at the line of scrimmage, that's tough to overcome. That's demoralizing because other teams are going to watch that game film and say, well, if Atlanta can do it, then let's run some of the same plays and see if we can do it. And so you open a can of worms in the NFL. When you struggle against something, you're going to get it the next 4 or 5 games in a row. And Detroit's a pretty big physical team, so they'll probably try to run the ball this week as well.
You just read my mind. I was just going to ask you because, like Montgomery, for example, and Gibbs, the rookie from Alabama, they've got two pretty good solid running backs there. And they're going to do that. The other thing that disappoints me a little bit, too, is the Saints' offensive running game because, you know, Kamara's been doing everything he can pretty much, and they put a lot of load on him. But the problem has been Jamal Williams has been a little bit disappointing, I think. I know he's been injured a little bit. And Kendrick Miller's a rookie, so, you know, so we brought in these two guys. We drafted one guy. We brought in a guy in free agency. We were supposed to have a pretty good running game, and we just have not. And we did have 148 rushing yesterday, but we have been not in the top half of the league in running the ball, and that's been an issue as well. And so what are your thoughts on that? Because I don't think that's been talked about enough, too, that a rush offense has been very disappointing this year.
Yeah, absolutely. The two things that travel well in the NFL is really good run defense and a really good run offense. Those things travel in domes, in snow, in sleet, and those two things have been very disappointing this year, and I agree with you. I think the offensive line is an aging offensive line, and it just seems like a few years ago they were the best offensive line in the NFL. There's been some injuries. There's been some disappointment in draft picks. When you look at Penning, has not been even been on the field, and you just to that point, you know, since the 2017 draft class, so the last six draft classes, I think the Saints have six or seven starters out of six draft classes. And that part of it just doesn't get talked about enough, is this team hasn't been built through the draft the way you have to win championships year after year. And so you go out, and Alvin Kamara is still an elite player in the league. There would be about 28 teams that would love to take Alvin Kamara on their team, but to your point, you signed Williams, and he was probably going to be in the Mark Ingram role, and then you drafted Miller. And so when you really get down to it, you have three running backs and one football, and oh, by the way, you have a Taysom Hill who's going to get thrown in there as basically a running back as well. So you really don't have enough opportunities and snaps to get three running backs that many carries. I think my disappointment with Alvin Kamara is not so much in the run game, how they're utilizing him, but in the pass game. I think him versus a linebacker one-on-one is like stealing candy from a baby. And I don't see those routes enough, especially on third and short. You know, there's third down plays where Alvin's not even on the field. I think that guy needs to be on the field every third down and running a route. I don't care if somebody else can pass block better than him. He is a threat to the defense.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, a guy could score from anywhere on the field. So at the end of the season, the end game thing, I mean, we're thinking about, like I've said, and be honestly, I think it's one of the easiest schedules I've ever seen in the NFL. And the Saints are but we have been favored in most of the games, and they're 5-6. They have a losing record, and they still have easy games, although Detroit's not going to be easy next week. But if they don't win the division with this schedule and with this division they're in, do you foresee major changes for next season?
There will definitely be changes. I don't know how far those changes will go. You know, whether fans talk player. There's definitely going to be changes. There's always changes with players because – this roster, like I just said, they haven't drafted well enough. There's not enough starters on this team from the draft classes. That's how you truly build teams, because you get guys in their rookie contracts, and now you can go out and pay the veterans. You're going to have to get rid of guys you don't want to get rid of. You're going to have to get rid of guys who are aging. It just goes to the front office. How much of a rebuild do you want to do, or do you think you can still contest or contend in a weak NFC South? Because this division is going to be weak for years to come. Yeah. I truly believe until Atlanta figures out what they're doing at quarterback, they have good pieces there, no doubt. But I'm not sold on their quarterback situation either. So I think the NFC South is winnable, and I think that will probably make the Saints not just strip everything down and just blow it all up. Because you look at the Carolina Panthers since 2018, six guys have stood on that sideline as a head coach. That's dysfunctional. That's hard to win.
It doesn't work.
And, yeah, it doesn't work. So I think as long as you can contend for your division championship, you have to make changes, but I don't know how far you go with those changes.
Hey, well let's think more about that down the road. But, hey, Scott, it's always a pleasure. Have a great week. Thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Yep, absolutely. Take care.
All right, man. Thanks. Our great guests, Gary Smith, Scott Stanley, Eugene Green, Richard Reed, and everybody have a great week. We'll talk to you back here live at Premier Nissan, where we'll preview the Lions and Saints on Friday at 5 p.m.
Home with a $650 termite treatment protection plan called DA. I'm Jed Derensberg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA. New Orleans metro area, North Shore and Homer. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 12th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
The following is a paid endorsement.